Hey folks, today I want to talk to you about what if you began doing something that would bring you closer to your health and wellness goals, as well as improving your family relationships. What if you began doing something? But you know what? What if you don't? Well, let's go find out on the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie, episode 110.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey, folks, this is Dr. Donnie, and thank you very much for tuning in and listening to the Get Balanced Podcast. And, you know, if you like this podcast as a listener, if you would, I would greatly appreciate it if you could share it with a friend, because you never know whose life this could touch, not only their life, but also the lives of their family members. So today, I want to talk to you about starting to align more of your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. Now, I know what you might be saying, hey, doc, you know, priorities in life, wait a minute, I need some time to think about that. And you know what? Most of us do. You know, we get running so fast in life. You know, what we think about our priorities, a lot of times we look at it as, wow, I really haven't, you know, taken the time to sit down and think about that in years. But you know what? I'm going to share with you something. After teaching and doing these workshops for thousands of first responders, firefighters and law enforcement and other professionals out there, there appear to be two universal priorities for humans. And quite frankly, it doesn't really matter where you live or what you do, but two universal priorities. And what those are, the first one, of course, as you probably know, it's health and wellness, you know, because if we don't have our health, we really don't have much, because health actually, it brings a freedom, you know, completely brings a freedom to us that unfortunately very few realize until they no longer have it. So health and wellness generally, you know, is a top priority for most people. And then also those close family relationships, right? Your family, that's what gets you out of bed in the morning a lot of times. But let me take you back though real quick on the health and wellness. Because when we think of health and wellness, I'm not talking about just not coming down and getting sick, but I'm talking about your physical wellness, your physical care, right? How you exercise or how often, your nutrition, what you're eating, your hydration, your sleep, you know, all those things play a part in that physical care, physical wellness. But a lot of times they spill over as well into that mental health, right? I mean, the greater and the more we exercise, the better we feel mentally and emotionally. That's called positive spillover, right? But that mental health, such a huge component of living, such a huge component of being a first responder, is part of that resiliency and keeping that mental health is the best checkup that you can. And also we think of physical health, right? Mental health, but then we have the social health and spiritual health, right? Those two wellness, those other wellness categories there, social and spiritual, are important as well to our overall well-being and wellness. So the idea that I want to talk to you today about starting to align more of your daily behaviors with your priorities in life, you know, the first piece there is about that health and wellness. And I know you may be saying, oh, Dr. Donnie, you know, I haven't exercised since I was in my early 20s, and it's too late for me to start now. No, it's not too late. You know, the benefits of exercise, just even if you haven't been exercising at all or very limited, just getting out and getting some steps in, right? Get going out for walks. And I was coaching a professional once that was leading an organization. And he had not exercised in probably 25 years. So what he decided to do was he was going to walk when he got off of work. And so he started walking just a little bit at a time. And then every day, getting a little further, wore a step counter type thing, you know, like an iWatch or a ring, something like that. And then he invited his spouse out, his wife, to walk with him. And then I checked up on him after a couple of weeks. He goes, "Doc, you have no idea how much better I'm sleeping now." He goes, "It's amazing. Just getting out there and walking, I am starting to sleep and stay asleep. My racing thoughts have slowed down." And he goes, "You know what else? I asked my wife to join me. She's getting a lot of those benefits, but you know what we've been doing? We go out now and walk for an hour, and we spend that time talking with each other. Our relationship's better." He's like, "This is awesome, all from walking." And here's a guy that said, "You know what? I can't start adding that to my daily behaviors. I haven't done it in 25 years. But you know what? You can." And that's what I want to drive home the point. What if you did start today? What if you did start to align more of your daily behaviors with your priorities in life? So let me shift off of the health component, but you know, that's core, right? We need our health, all those areas. We need that health. What about those close family relationships, right? If you're married, you know, when was the last time you took your spouse out on a date? Let me ask you, if it's been a long time, let me ask you this question. Did you get married without dating your spouse? I doubt it. Why did it stop? I know, kids, life gets busy, work gets busy, shifts get busy, stressed out. He's got a schedule, she's got a schedule, all that kind of stuff, right? But you know what? If he or she's a priority for you, we got to get it. We got to do it, right? We want to do that. We got to start. What if you did start dating your spouse again? Going out on some dinner dates or something fun, right? Or exercise together, right? What about your children? Right? Those children, they need guidance, regardless of their ages. They need guidance. And spending time with those children. It's very important, because if you think about it, to the world, you may be a dad or a mom, but to your family, you are the world. You're everything to them. So they are priorities. I know they're a priority for you. It's really a matter of, are your daily behaviors in alignment with that priority? And sometimes, you know what? As I mentioned, you get busy and sometimes they get out of alignment. But what I would like for you to do now, when it comes to your health and wellness and those family loved ones, think for a moment right now about how could you begin aligning or begin doing one thing for your health and wellness and for your family. What one thing could you start doing right now that would be helpful for your health and wellness? Or perhaps, what one thing could you stop doing or lessen, right? What one thing could you do for your spouse? How about for your children? If you would, jot that down, jot yourself a note down right now. Pause the podcast if you need to and jot that down. What one thing could you start doing or stop doing, right? But if you're going to start doing something, after you jot it down on a piece of paper or in your journal, what specifically are you going to do? And when you figure out that specific thing, right, how about putting it in your calendar? Because you know what? If you put it on your calendar, you follow your calendar. If you're going to make it to one of your kids' events, whether it's soccer, whether it's a baseball game, track, that's what I'm doing this spring. I'm twice a week going to track meets, watching my daughter run, right? I put it on my calendar. I put all the meets on my calendar. Can I make every single meet? No, I can't. Sometimes I'm working. Sometimes I'm out of town. But you know what? The ones that I can, I want to prioritize it because this is the last year. This is my last time to see her run. So I'd like for you to put that down on your calendar. And with that, here's what I want to end this or close it actually with this thought. What if you actually started doing more things that were in alignment with your priorities in life? What would happen? Let me ask you this. What if you didn't? What are the consequences? Could they be bad? We know if we don't take care of our health, physical health, mental health, social or spiritual, things go downhill. If we don't take care of our family relationships, things go downhill. But what if you started? So I gave this some thought, and I have something to share with you. It's called What If. Listen and enjoy, and I hope it moves you. Here you go. What if things don't end up the way I want them to? What if this work and energy fail to produce results? What if I just stay the way that I am? What if my spouse doesn't respond to my actions? What if I try and I fail? What if my children aren't receptive to my new involvement? What if I let my family down? What if I start to exercise but then fail to maintain? What if I don't make the time to eat healthier? What if I don't reduce my negative spillover? What if my negative spillover continues to hurt my loved ones? What if I fail to increase my positive spillover? What if I just don't take good care of myself? What if I don't align my day-to-day behaviors with my priorities in life? Or, what if I just change the way I talk to myself? What if I realize that I cannot change the past? What if I realize that I can only live in the present moment? What if I realize I can create my future by my choices today? What if today was just the beginning of my transformation? What if I decide who I'm going to be and become? What if I decide who's important to me and how I will prioritize them? What if I start managing my self-care needs? What if I started exercising regularly and eating healthier? What if I found a culturally competent therapist to talk to? What if I reunited with some old friends? What if I started to pray or meditate again? What if I realized my past got me here but has no effect on where I can go? What if every single day I act on a priority in my life? What if I ask my spouse out on a date? What if I become more involved as a parent? What if I started experiencing more positive spillover? What if my loved ones began noticing my positive changes? What if I can be the one who achieves their desired future? What if I choose to align my day-to-day behaviors with my priorities in life? What if? Hey friends, I know which side of what if you want to be on. You do want to get things started. And I love that. And I am here to try to help inspire you and encourage you to begin aligning those daily behaviors with your priorities in life. Now, if this podcast moved you, please share it with a friend. And I would also love to hear from you. You can, if you would, send me an email, donnie@donniehutchinson.com, or check me out on the social media. Until then, may God bless you, your families. May you flourish with your families, with your health and wellness, and in your career. Stay safe out there. Have a great, great week. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balance program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.